Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, June 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today, and I hope you all have had a glorious week. It is Friday. It is sunny. The weekend is here. Time to have a good weekend. Time to enjoy some time off, but before that, let's get into some Eagles news and notes for your Friday to get you fully caught up heading into the weekend. Got a bunch of different things. Got some jersey sale numbers. Got an interesting hire the Eagles made. Got some coaching notes from around the league where I think you can start to see Sirianni's influence a little bit in what some head coaches are doing. But we'll start with a roster move. And maybe roster move is not the right way to say it, but the Eagles have finally signed edge rusher / stand-up linebacker, first-round pick out of Alabama, Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell has signed his 4-year rookie deal that, of course, comes with a 5th-year option. The contract, now that these are basically just slated in on what everyone's going to get, the contract is a 4-year, $14.9 million contract, which sets Jahad up for the next 4 years. That's good money if you can get it. That's a good right out of college. Good job to get $14 million over 4 years. I think most people would take that. So exciting for Jahad. He signs his first pro contract. The Eagles get their first round pick under contract, which is certainly something the Cincinnati Bengals can't say. Man, that situation in Cincinnati is a crazy one. Their first round pick, Shamar Stewart, has apparently left Cincinnati. He's not at the mandatory minicamp. He, of course, had a press conference, but he recently spoke to the media at his locker and kind of ripped into the Bengals. He was like, they want to win arguments. They don't want to win games. He said that if it was up to him, he would pay Trey Hendrickson. Like, he said he's not asking for anything crazy. So look, I understand his frustration. I probably wouldn't have spoken to the media if I were him. It doesn't seem worth it. But it does seem like the Bengals are in the wrong here. And here's the other thing. The Bengals have more to lose. Like, the Bengals are the ones that are embarrassed here, I think, not Shamar Stewart. So back to the Eagles, though. It's a good thing to get Jahad signed. Obviously, you kind of assume these contracts will happen. I believe 31 of the 32 rookies are now signed. Obviously, Shamar Stewart being the one that's not. And Jahad Campbell, 31st overall pick, that's not the toughest contract in the world to negotiate, but he was coming off of an injury. There could have been some complicating factors. So the fact that he's under contract, he's already been on the practice field, only doing individual work and only doing some of that, but Good news for the Eagles as the Jahad Campbell contract is done, and now they can both fully focus on the future, on his health, and getting him ready for the season, whenever that might be. All right, next up, we have some NFL jersey numbers in terms of sales, not numbers like number analytics. We're not going to be talking about how, you know, Jahad Campbell should maybe move out of number 30 or how Norman Powell Ryland got, you know, a great number in 93. Like, we're talking jersey sales. So first, let me say this about jerseys. I, as you might know, like, I'm a big soccer jersey guy. I love collecting jerseys. I am a jersey collector in general. Like, some people collect sports cards. Some people collect, like, memorabilia. I really like collecting jerseys. I have a bunch of, like, Sixers ones from players I like. I have, like, old Phillies ones. And then, obviously, a lot of Sixers jerseys. So, I mean, sorry, a lot of soccer jerseys. So, I definitely understand, like, the buying of jerseys. I love when people ask me, like, oh, what Eagles jersey should I get? Or, like, would you get this one or that one? Like, getting the Kelly Green. And it is crazy to me that the NFL doesn't release a new jersey every year. Like, look at this. Soccer, every year in overseas, they all get three new jerseys, home, away, third kit. So every single year, all their fans essentially buy three new jerseys. It, for the NFL, think of what they would sell if every year there was a new Jalen Hurts Eagles jersey, or every year there was a new Patrick Mahomes Chiefs jersey. And I say that to say that when you look at the list of the top jersey guys, there is an Eagle on it, and I think it's obvious why he's number one. So number one, and this is according to the NFLPA. So these are the top 10 players last year in jersey sales. And to no surprise, number one, Saquon Barkley. And why is that not a surprise? Because it was his first year on the Eagles. Like, all Eagles fans wanted to get a Saquon jersey. And then after the amazing year he had, I think buying a Saquon jersey is a cool idea. Like, again, I know because they wear the same jersey every year, it's a little harder. But one thing that's cool, I think, about owning jerseys is, like, I have the 01 Iverson jersey. Like, that is my favorite jersey. And then for my soccer team, I like Leeds. I can look at different jerseys or remember them by the year. Some jerseys I like to remember, some jerseys I don't. I think a Saquon jersey with a Super Bowl patch on it might be the best jersey you could have from last year. He had an unbelievable season. He set the rushing record. They won the Super Bowl. The patch really separates it, so you can, like, remember it. It's kind of like a Nick Foles jersey with the Super Bowl patch. So I'm not surprised at all Saquon is number one. First year on the team, everyone wanted to get it, and then he has his historic year. Not surprising, but still very cool for Saquon that he comes in at number one in jersey sales. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. That's a weird one to me. Like, why are you buying a Patrick Mahomes jersey now? If you're a Chiefs fan, how is that a jersey you not already have? So I am surprised Patrick Mahomes, number two. Number three, Jalen Hurts, similar to me. Now, again, maybe these are probably, I would assume actually these are assuming Super Bowl jerseys. So Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts probably sell a lot of Super Bowl jerseys. So those count as jerseys that wouldn't have been sold otherwise. So that probably is why Patrick Mahomes is at two. And probably similar for Jalen. Jalen's not been in the league as long. In theory, there could still be Eagles fans that are buying his jersey. There might even be Eagles fans that didn't believe in Jalen. He wins a Super Bowl and then he buys a jersey. So that's probably why you see Mahomes two and three. But after that, it's mostly all, like, new players. Jaden Daniels with the Commanders, not surprising at all that he's in number four. CJ Stroud with the Texans, coming off the year he had prior, not surprising. Excuse me. Josh Allen with the Bills, a little surprising because he's been on the team for a while. Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions comes in at number seven. And then at eight, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions as well. Tough look for Jared Goff. No one's buying Jared Goff jerseys, apparently. All the Lions fans are buying Hutchinson jerseys and St. Brown jerseys. So they come in at seven and eight, I should say. Micah Parsons, number nine. Justin Jefferson, number 10. So two of the top three are Eagles. Again, the Super Bowl probably helps them with that. But yeah, again, I think, like, a Jalen Hurts jersey with the Super Bowl patch, a Saquon jersey with the Super Bowl patch, those are awesome jerseys to have, and those are jerseys you'll look back at in, like, 30 years and be like, wow, like, remember that specific game? You'll obviously always remember the game, but having the jersey with the patch, I think, is really, really cool. And like I said, I would very much say to the NFL, put out new jerseys every year. Like, what's the, like, soccer teams do it. They sell just as much jerseys as NFL teams do. Imagine every year there was a new Eagles jersey. Some were good, some were bad, but, like, every year you got an opportunity to buy one. I think it would be really, really cool, but I don't think they're going to be doing it anytime soon. So next up, the Eagles have added somebody to their player personnel department. The Eagles, according to CBS Sports, have hired LSU Director of Player Personnel Preston Tiffany. And then this is according to Bleeding Green Nation. Tiffany, described by the reporter as one of the rising stars in the college personnel world, is presumably joining the Eagles front office. His exact title is not currently known, but the team is expected to officially announce front office changes sometime this month. And then here's a little bit about Preston Tiffany and his background. He has a bachelor's degree in economics and finance. He has an MBA from Ole Miss. And then his job history is 2018 to 2020, he was working for the South Carolina program as an undergraduate. 20 to 21, he gets hired by Ole Miss, or at least goes there for school, and works in recruiting and player personnel assistant. 2021, he starts to work his way up. He gets the coordinator of personnel. 2023, he's director of player personnel. And then last year, 2024 to 2025 with LSU, he's a director of player personnel. So I really like this. He graduated college in 2020, so obviously on the younger side. And if you've heard me talk on this pod ever, you know I love the idea of like hiring young, innovative minds. I think it's always smart for a team to try to bring in someone that could have a fresh perspective of things. Not saying old scouts don't, but like I think it's important to have people in a meeting room that see things different ways so you get all the different sides of it. Now, we'll see what his job is. I'm sure it's not going to be anything like super important. Obviously, he has sway considering he had a good job. Like LSU Director of Player Personnel is not a nothing job. But with the Eagles, you know, I doubt he's going to be like up there with Alec Hallaby. Like he'll probably work his way up. But look, Alec Hallaby has gotten a lot of GM interviews. Who knows when he'll actually leave? And now Preston Tiffany could potentially be someone that they get ready for when Alec Hallaby leaves to be Howie's right-hand man. So look, obviously very familiar with the college game, familiar with top programs, familiar with the SEC. I really like it. I think it's a smart move by the Eagles, and it's always good, I think, to replenish that, that front office, especially with how much the Eagles have lost over the last few years. All right, on the other side, I noticed a few things with coaching on Thursday that were interesting to me, and I want to talk to you guys about it because I think you can see the Sirianni influence kind of taking over the coaching world in the NFL. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, so if you remember, I'm going to take you all the way back to Nick's rookie year as a head coach. Nick came in, he was wearing t-shirts with players' faces on them. He did the rivalry week thing. He did the beat Dallas shirts. He did like the roots are growing, all those things, right? At the time, he was viewed as like he was ripped, right? Until he started to win, and then it wasn't so funny. But he was, you know, called high school Harry. It was like, how could the players respect him? What's he doing with these dumb shirts? Like all those things. Now, it feels like almost every day when I see something about a coach, I'm not saying Sirianni's a straight up influence, but more and more head coaches are doing things that Sirianni has done. Whether it's, I saw the Dallas Cowboys head coach at practice with one of his player shirts on. Nick has done a lot of that, obviously. He does it at the podium. He does it at practice. He'll wear his shirts. But another one that I just saw that I thought was really interesting was Kellen Moore, obviously, of the Nick Sirianni coaching tree. And this is according to Mike Triplett, a New Orleans Saints reporter. He tweets, "Team bonding obviously a priority for new Saints coach Kellen Moore. He surprised players by canceling the final minicamp practice today and arranging a team outing instead. Previously took a day to play paintball and another day for community outreach during OTAs." So the community outreach thing, that feels like the playground build the Eagles always do. And credit to Kellen Moore for having been with a good organization, taking it to an organization that needs help and trying to implement those things. So obviously you can see Kellen Moore learn from his year with Nick Sirianni, and I think he'll be a better head coach for it. But canceling a practice to do team bonding is such a Sirianni thing. Sirianni has done it before. Sirianni, during OTAs, does a lot of these type of things. He has speakers come in. He takes his players places. Like, he tries to make OTAs fun and, like, switch it up. But he very much believes in the team bonding and getting to know his players. And obviously, you know, all the things he does, like leaving handwritten notes in players' lockers, talking to players about, like, deeply personal things that are going on their lives and letting them know that he cares. Like, I think the Sirianni influence, and I'm not saying caring about your players is some like crazy new concept, but it does feel like over the past few years, and I think this is too because of, like, the way the college game has changed and how players have more power, and I think there's a little bit more of wanting to make the NFL feel like a college and a little bit more of wanting to, you know, kind of, I really hate to use the word coddle because that's not what I'm thinking of, but kind of, you know, the players have power, and, like, acknowledging that and, like, getting along with them, I think, is more important than it used to be. It feels like back in the day, it was very much, I'm the head coach, you're my player, and I control it. And I'm not saying Sirianni doesn't have power, but I do think there is more around the league of, like, bonding with your players, being friends with them, and creating a good working environment. And that's obviously something Sirianni has always emphasized since he's been here. So also on that note, Sirianni's never done this, but I think this is awesome. And I could see Sirianni doing it. I also think it's not a surprise that it's a former college head coach doing it. So this is on that Dov Kleiman Twitter account. But so I don't know where this is from. I apologize. He, as normal, didn't credit whoever he took this from. But Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh implemented jersey patches to recognize players' accolades, such as All Pro selections, Pro Bowls, team records, and playoff appearances. It's just like a resume. And this is according to Jim Harbaugh. This is a quote. Quote, I just like a resume. It kind of reminds me of a general who has different patches. Any playoff appearance, captain, it's on there. If they have any NFL record or Charger record or the important awards, Man of the Year, All Pro, Block of Granite Award, Harbaugh said. Someday they'll be able to put that jersey up in a frame, put it on a wall, say something really good about themselves and what they accomplished as a football player. I like that. End quote. I think this is awesome. I think, like, Nick doing it would be really cool, but I also think this is something where if Nick did it a few years ago, people would relentlessly rip him. It definitely has a college feel. And Harbaugh, I know he's coached in the NFL prior, but he's coming from Michigan. Michigan does a thing on the helmet, right? Whenever you make a good play, you get a sticker on there. I think it's super, super cool. And it's something I hope Nick does. It would be cool to see, you know, I'm trying to think, like, can you imagine Lane's patches, Super Bowl trophies, All Pros, like, all types of things. Jalen's jersey, Super Bowl trophy, Super Bowl MVP, Saquon, rushing record. Like, I think it's a really, really cool thing. And a lot of jersey talk today. Imagine buying a jersey with, like, all those patches on it. That would be really cool. So I like players being able to show off what they accomplished. I like the team acknowledging and showing that they've accomplished. And there has to be something to, like, showing up at work one day. Maybe you're not in the mood. Maybe it's a Wednesday. You're just not feeling it. You had a bad game. You go to your locker and you see your jersey and you see what all you've accomplished. I think that's super cool. So maybe we'll see the Eagles do it one day. But regardless, I just would say this to you, like, when you look at Twitter and you see the different things head coaches are doing, it feels like a lot of them are things Sirianni was either doing or you could picture him doing his rookie year. And it feels like more and more coaches, and also as his coaching tree grows, starting to act a little bit more like Sirianni. So That'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you all have a glorious weekend. Make sure to call into Go Birds Saturday, 1 to 3. I love you all. I will talk to you later. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.